T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Toby Altizer, and we're happy to be with you. We really, really are on a weird, wacky Thursday. We're live inside the Lakeland University studios, online or in person. Learn your way, lakeland.edu. Lots to get to today. Brewers fired their hitting coach. Your prayers have been answered, Andy Haynes. That's always the best part of sports. I love my team so much, I want a guy to lose his livelihood. So we'll talk about that coming up. The Packers. They got the football team coming up this weekend. We will talk to Ryan Wood, 8:15. They got a lot of guys returning onto the practice field, including David Bakhtiari. And they've got another new defensive toy. Packers are like, when you start a Madden franchise and you're like, my team sucks. And then you look at free agency and there's 20 guys that are like names and you're like, they're still in the league. That's what the Packers have been doing the last couple weeks. We'll talk about that coming up. The big football news yesterday, and there's no real update on it in terms of if a trade's happened or not, is Deshaun Watson. The rumors for him going to Miami are heating up. Now, Deshaun Watson is on the active roster for the Houston Texans, but they inactivate him every week. But he's on the 53-man roster. He's on the 53-man roster. They don't want to play him. There's so many sexual assault allegations against him. They don't want anything to do with it, and they don't want to play him. So he's on the team. He's getting paid. The NFL, they didn't, like, put him on any exempt list. They're like, no, Houston, you guys figure this out. We don't want to do anything, and we kind of don't know what to do. But apparently the rumors were picking up last night that a trade could be done maybe this week. Trade deadline's coming up in a couple of weeks, start of November, that he could be dealt to Miami. And some first-round picks could go in return. Lewis Riddick of Monday Night Football tweeting last night, all the great storylines going on in the NFL right now that we can't have quality analysis about because we're chasing rumors about a player we don't even know what his availability will be going forward for valid, serious reasons. Cool. I like that from Lewis Riddick. Want a little more of that on the broadcast. Spice it up a little bit. You got Steve Levy on that Monday night broadcast. He just does not have a Monday night feel. And then Brian Griese, dude, the guy kept calling it the red area instead of the red zone. Like, you're not making fetch happen, bro. Oh, it bugged me so much. Luckily, we got Peyton and Eli back coming up this Monday. So we'll be all good.
Yeah, and at least I don't have to hear Jack Rabbit Jenkins again. Holy cow. I get that might be what he wants to be called, but you don't get to choose to be called Jack Rabbit. Your name's Janoris. Come on.
Why can't he be Jack Rabbit?
Well, because he's getting cooked all night long. I don't want to be called my nickname when I'm just getting destroyed all night. I should have heard Jackrabbit Jenkins like 2 or 3 times if he was actually doing his job. Instead, I heard it like 30.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they do on Monday Night Football. At least this crew, I will say they do try to call the game a little bit more. The last crew, was it Tessitore and Booger?
That was the... And then they had that stupid Booger cart that would drive around.
Yeah, the Boogermobile. They tried to do a talk show during the Monday Night Football. They would make sure they hit every other game and talk about it for 2-3 minutes while the game's going on. I mean, it wasn't like, hey, here's Boomer's fastest 3 minutes. We're going to pay Boomer Silas, Boomer, whatever the hell's
Chris
name is.
Berman?
Chris Berman.
There we go.
I'll get there. Sorry, I'm doing 2 things at once, Toby. I'm sorry. I didn't want to bring it up. I had to restart the computer.
That just ruined your day.
Though. I mean, it really did. It really ruined my day.
Sparky had to restart his computer yesterday in the middle of the show.
It sucks. Yeah. It'd be like if you're a truck driver and you got to change all 5 of your tires. 7, 8, 10. And they're the double-decker tires. You know, radio used to be reel-to-reel. You would cut tape and put it together. Now we're all on computer. Plus, here's another thing that could make my day good or bad. I'm trying a new Mountain Dew. So instead of Kickstart...
Oh, Mountain Dew Rise.
I bought a Mountain Dew Rise because I had it for free in one of my coupon apps. So...
Well, let me know how it is.
I'm going to right now. It'd be better with vodka. Toby, go buy me some vodka.
I'll be on that.
But the reason I wanted to start with the Deshaun Watson situation was because then the team that the Packers play this week, the team that's Toby's team, the Washington football team, got roped into this because apparently if Tua does get traded, Tua could get traded to the Washington football team. Now, that was the rumor as of yesterday afternoon, and I was excited because Toby is not a fan of any Alabama quarterback, I've realized. Maybe Mac Jones?
I don't hate Mac Jones.
But you think Jalen Hurts is terrible?
Yeah.
And Tua?
I was never big on Tua.
Okay, so what if your team gets Tua?
I mean, I wouldn't be thrilled about it, but can he be worse than Heinicke or Kyle Allen? I mean, I don't think so. And I don't think you're going to have to... I mean, remember when the talk was tank for Tua?
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's still got the ability to be a decent quarterback, but I don't know. As long as you don't have to give up anything more than like a 3rd-round pick, fine, but still not ideal. But that does make you think, though, if Deshaun goes there and, you know, multiple national guys and some other beat reporters are claiming that Washington is in on Tua, and then all the D.C. guys that cover the Washington football team are adamant that they are not. So, you know, you choose who you want to believe there. But even so, if Deshaun Watson goes to Miami, Tua's got to be gone. And you got to get something for him. So where does he go? I don't know. The Broncos were linked to him, the Washington football team. But he's going to go somewhere, you'd think. And, I mean, for a guy that was drafted 5th overall last year to go wherever he's going to go for probably nothing more than a 3rd-round pick at most just seems like a poorly run thing. And I mean, how bad are they regretting taking Tua over Justin Herbert?
Yeah, that turned out to be a mistake. I think you can say that initially, but I don't think we need to give up on Tua right away. I mean, Tua's offensive line is no good. His team's not that good. They benched him and started him, and they're herking, jerking him around. Well, like, and how many games has he started? 10, 11? Two seasons?
I think he can be a league average starting quarterback. A guy that Kirk Cousins level, maybe, but not like when Kirk Cousins is at his highs, but right in the middle where, you know, the Kirk Cousins that isn't losing you football games, but he's also not putting the team on his back and yelling, "You like that?" I think he can be right around that level of quarterback.
I'd play that clip right now, but the computer's restarting.
The other thing about these Alabama quarterbacks, especially the last couple, I mean, look at the receivers that Tua had to throw to. Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Devontae Smith wins a Heisman. He wasn't even featured as heavily in that offense when Tua was there. And you still got guys, Mechie's still there. They still got good players there. And so I think when you go from throwing the ball to guys that, and you're not just throwing the ball to guys that made it to the NFL, you're throwing the ball to guys that were first-round picks. Jeudy was a first-round pick. Ruggs, first-rounder. Devontae Smith drafted in the top 10. I think you look at all those guys, and then he comes to Miami, and he's throwing the ball to Devontae Parker, who I think was a second-round pick, which not a bad player. But and then, what, Preston Williams, Mike Gesicki?
Well, Parker, when he's out there, he's always hurt.
Yeah. And so, I mean, when you look at the talent that he comes from, you know, maybe he's made by a little bit of how awesome his receiving core was at Alabama. He comes to the NFL, and these guys just can't separate like Jeudy and all those guys did at Alabama for him.
Well, and they're playing now against NFL corners and not college
well,
football
and,
corners.
And you forget. In the NFL, it's like playing Alabama every week.
Urban Meyer.
You like that?
Oh.
You like that?
All right.
There it is.
All right. So, no on Tua to Washington? Those rumors are dying?
I wouldn't completely end it, because it wouldn't be the first time that, you know, some people are adamant about things and maybe something happens, but I don't think it happens. And also, I'm still not 100% sure that this Watson to Miami is going to happen right away. Because some people, you know, it's one thing to report it. Now they're reporting that it could happen this week. It's like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it.
This might be my Houston, rather, being like, all right, we don't want to sit on this any longer. If anyone wants him, we got to get rid of him. Let's talk about an imminent trade. Let's get it out there to our people. And let's try to get something for him before we can.
Well, and it's also sounding like the Dolphins are coming up to what they're asking.
Yeah. It'd be multiple first-round picks.
I think they're saying 3 firsts, 2 seconds, or, you know, somehow they want 5 players of that caliber. So it'll be interesting to see what the Dolphins give up, because essentially what you're doing when you do that is you're getting the franchise quarterback, but you're not going to have those day one, early day two picks for the next couple of years, and you're going to really stunt the growth of that football team, because you're going to have to find guys and develop the guys you already have or go sign cheap guys in free agency.
I mean, this is all being talked about without a lot of mention on the cases that are against and the allegations that are against Deshaun Watson. And so you still don't know if you do trade for him, if he's going to be available in the NFL's life or like even in real life. You don't know what the deal is going to be. And that's where the NFL, you know, the NFL, I understand that they want to protect the shield and they have an image. But for them to, there's the court of law and then there's the NFL court of law, which is fine. But they got to come up with more consistency. Although, so does the real court of law. You got people doing 15 years for an ounce. That's kind of weird. And people murder. Yeah, another day. But even in the NFL, there's that one kicker that like beat up his girlfriend. He got a game. And then there's guys that are like smoking pot and they get 4 to 6 games. I mean, what's the scale here? So then you can't give a guy 6 games for smoking weed and then do any less for Deshaun Watson. But then again, in a court of law, he's not guilty yet. So it's very tricky when you also try to act as the court of law. So you would have to expect if you trade for Watson from a football standpoint, if you trade for him, he's not going to be available. But when is he not going to be available? And if you think Deshaun Watson is your missing piece for a Super Bowl, but you're trying to like time when the allegations are coming, well, the Dolphins are bad right now. I think they're 1-5. So if you trade for Deshaun Watson now, what do? You go 7-9. 7-10, and then over the offseason we find out he can't play for 12 games? Well, then what was the point of that? So the team that trades for him is taking a massive risk, And you can understand why Houston wants to get rid of him as soon as possible.
Yeah, and I mean, the NFL before has punished a player that wasn't even found guilty in the court of law. So you got to think that at some point they're going to punish Deshaun Watson, and the NFL has kind of gotten off scot-free right now because the Texans just keep him on the active roster and inactivate him every week. So he hasn't even been suspended at all yet. He has literally had no repercussions yet. He's getting paid his full salary. He's essentially getting paid to not show up to work. And so at some point, the NFL's got to come down with something. And it's got to be frustrating if you're the Dolphins or any team trying to trade for him. Because, like you said, you don't know what you're getting in Deshaun Watson. Am I getting him? Am I trading for him this year for me to not even be able to play him because they suspend him 8 games and I trade for him and I need to, you know, have him in practice 2-3 weeks to get him up to speed? And by that time, it's week 9. He's suspended 8 games. He's out for the rest of the year. I mean, how do you trade for a guy when you have no certainty that he can play this year? And then if he's going to be out the rest of this year, does it carry over some to next year? I mean, it's got to be frustrating for the teams in the NFL to try and trade for him.
So again, Tua to Washington,
probably not.
That part's dead.
I wouldn't say it's dead, but I'd say there's like a 10% chance of that happening.
Because we were talking before the show, you know, first thing, you know, I see Toby all decked out in his Washington gear. It's the Chase Young jersey today for those scoring at home. And he said that the guy that was the most adamant about it was this Broncos reporter, Benjamin Albright. And I have to apologize. I didn't see those tweets from Benjamin Albright. Do you know why?
I'm guessing it's just like Matt Schneidman and a few other Packers reporters, and that you are blocked.
Yes, I am blocked by him. I got blocked by Ben Albright during when he was adamant that Rodgers was going to be traded on draft night. I eventually got blocked by him. So at some point, like, I have some scores to settle, but at some point I'm not going to know what's happening in the league because I'm fighting with every reporter of the league.
Well, you just need to keep Rappaport open.
Keep Rappaport open. I wouldn't mind getting blocked by Schefter. I've been trying to get blocked by Pro Football Talk. Horvat and I had a goal to get blocked by him because we hate him.
Yeah, your boy Florio.
Yeah, and we chirp at him, and he does a good job of like not coming down to our level. As even though he's lower on our level, like as a person, and so we try to get under him. But he stays higher than us, even though it's lower than... I hate him, is what I'm saying. I just do not like Mike Florio. The Texans also, they made a move earlier in the week, cutting Whitney Mercilus, not to be confused with Marcellus Wiley, is who I thought the Packers signed at first. And I thought, isn't he on FS1 or something? But Mercilus, he's a linebacker, defensive end, one of those roles. And he's a Packer now. He's going to be a Green Bay Packer. So he was cut earlier in the week. He had some interest from the Chiefs and Steelers. And he's going to Green Bay where he's going to take less money to play because he wants a Super Bowl. As far as the direction I want to go, it's definitely being with a team that has a chance to make it to the playoffs and has a chance to make the Super Bowl. How about that? So all this time, we always talk about, can the Packers recruit free agents? Well, you got somebody over the Chiefs and the Steelers. I mean, the Chiefs can be a Super Bowl team. They're kind of figuring themselves out right now. The Steelers are around 500. They're not going to be a Super Bowl team, but if they're offering you more money, you know, maybe you want to go there. He's been playing with Texans for 10 years. And this year he has 3 sacks, but the Texans trying to go younger and in the middle of this rebuild, so they just flat out let him go, and the Packers are going to pick him up, which I'm all for. And the Packers are doing like what I said earlier. When you start a Madden franchise, and you make your moves, and then you check free agency, and there's all these guys still available in the game. Like Kaepernick got added to the game. Even guys that were like that are now in the broadcast booth. I think they finally took Romo out of the game. But you can sign, like, for a while, you could still sign Kurt Warner. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, and you know what's happening when Urban Meyer plays Madden. He's re-signing Tim Tebow and trying to get him to win Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, he's making a whole team of Tebows. Tebow the tight end, Tebow the kicker, Tebow the quarterback. And then Tebow probably comes over because they're neighbors still. And then they play Madden together. A couple of Urban Meyer digs. Too many today. He's my guy. You know that. He's my guy. Jaguars, I believe they have a bye this week. My second favorite football team. And I'll say third because Washington, I love them with Toby. But we got to root against them this week. And then Jacksonville. The Packers also, they had signed recently, although they just released him, Quentin Dunbar. They had signed to the practice squad cornerback, and they actually just let him go. But then you take addition to Jalen Smith and some of the Rasul Douglas. I mean, there's all these guys. There's these names that you're like, oh, I've heard of that name. I didn't know they were still playing football. That's what the Packers are doing, which is fine. They need bodies, and I'd rather have a guy like Mercilus, who's got sacks this year and can still play, than, you know, some no-name from someone's practice squad or like the CFL or whatever. So I think if you're a Packer fan, the fact that it says Packers signed, name I've heard of, even in passing, it's a name you've heard of, I think that's an encouragement. Although they're doing it because they're all banged up. We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers a little bit later about how he's comparing this season to a season where they were banged up quite a bit ago. If Washington does get two, I wanted to bring this back because of they're playing this week. He wouldn't play this week, obviously, even if the trade goes through. But Taylor Heinicke, is he not? He played against Tampa in the playoffs, and we're like, oh, wow, this guy almost beat Tom Brady. I haven't heard much outside of, you know, trying to. Taylor Heinicke hasn't really been in the national prominence this year. He seems to be just kind of, well, you know, keeping things afloat.
Here's the problem. A couple weeks ago, around the end of September, Ron Rivera comes out and says, I need Taylor Heinicke to play more like a game manager. And that'd be like, and I know this guy's a Hall of Famer, but honestly, the best comparison I can give a Packers fan to understand who Taylor Heinicke is, he's Brett Favre, but he has no arm strength. So he needs to be able to play on time, but he also has to be able to play with his hair on fire and work off schedule. And when you tell a guy like that to just be a game manager, then you kind of take away his whole game. So these last couple weeks, he's not running around. He's not creating plays. He's not even running when there's holes that are open. He's trying to be perfect with everything. And he said as much this week. He's just trying to be too perfect. So I actually think he could have a good game against Green Bay, because I think... And Ron Rivera came out this week and said that he needs Taylor to get back to kind of making plays. And he's a gamer, and he's not somebody that has all the arm strength in the world. He has to play with anticipation of routes and stuff. So he's good when he's, you know, on schedule, getting the ball out on time. But his best traits are when the play breaks down and he can make things happen. You've seen some Heinicke highlights, I'm sure, at some point.
Well,
or
just remembering that Buccaneers game. I mean, I remember him running. Yeah. More than I remember him passing.
And so that's the thing, is he really hasn't done that the last couple weeks, and that's really like taking, you know, his main tool right out of his hand. And so hopefully this week he's able to, or hopefully not for Packers fans, but I think this week he's gonna run a little bit more, be a little more creative, get back to the Heinicke that has played well for a couple games this season. And if you see him just sitting in the pocket throwing the ball around, I wouldn't be scared at all, Packers fans. But for whatever reason, when Heinicke does his thing and starts running around and playing like it's backyard football, that's when he really starts making plays and seems to get the team fired up. And I kind of think he's going to be able to do that a little bit this week, and especially with the banged-up Packers secondary. But I don't even care that the Packers secondary is banged up, because it sounds like just about every key Washington offensive player outside of Heinicke is going to be banged up as well. Ricky Seals-Jones coming in is going to be a little banged up. Terry McLaurin's nursing a hamstring injury. Antonio Gibson's been playing through a stress fracture in his shin, and I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to do that. He doesn't look like he has the same explosiveness right now that he's had in his career. So, I mean, you watch this Washington offense, you're going to see it's the playmakers that they brought in are not living up to par, and Heinicke's really going to have to make a lot out of nothing this week for the Washington to really have a chance.
Oh, they don't have a chance.
No, they don't.
No.
No.
No. Good. Packers will win. They'll improve to 6-1. And then they'll play the Cardinals, who will improve to 7-0 as they play the aforementioned Texans. And I was looking at some of the coverage maps. If you guys, you probably know about the website 506 Sports. They show the coverage maps every week. The Arizona Cardinals are undefeated, the last undefeated team left. And the only markets that have their games are Houston and, like, everything in South Texas. And then the state of Arizona, because it's Houston versus Arizona. Everybody else at that time that's a CBS late game is taking Chicago-Tampa Bay, which, I mean, makes sense. Bears fans around the country, Tom Brady. But Arizona undefeated, and they're getting, like, the NFL Network Amazon Prime treatment.
Gosh, it sucks when these small markets get slighted and they don't get the prime slots. They don't get national television recognition. It's just terrible.
If you are listening elsewhere in the country, Washington and Green Bay, you're pretty much most places in the Midwest. Texas, we got a lot of people in Texas that listen. The whole state of Texas gets the game. But the West Coast, you might need a different game, and the East Coast. But Midwest, you pretty much get this game. Again, 506 Sports is where you can check out the coverage maps. I'm sure you've heard of it by now, but if not, it's a cool site. They update it every Wednesday. The Packers will have, it looks like, some bodies returning. If not yet this week, in due time, a massive, they're calling it a shot in the arm for the team, return on the practice field yesterday. We'll talk about that. Plus, I mean, an insane night in sports last night. There was so much going on. You thought, okay, it's kind of a light night, and then you watch a couple of, wow, there was a lot going on yesterday. So we'll talk about all that as well. I'm Bart, that's Toby, 1250 AM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This season is beginning to remind me a little bit of a season over a decade ago, where we've had a number of injuries, and in the course of the season added certain pieces to the mix that ended up playing a big role down the line. I think you guys can imagine what season I'm talking about, which is a good thing.
Ooh, that means he's talking about 2010, the Super Bowl year. You don't want it to be the Super Bowl year. Well, I guess you do. They won the Super Bowl. But let's not think that the Super Bowl year was all fun and games. The Super Bowl year was not the 15-1 year. The Super Bowl year was the year where the Packers started 3-3 and were so bad that they lost to a little team from Washington, D.C. That's right. At FedEx Field.
I do remember that.
You do?
Yeah. I was supposed to go to that game. Kind of like I was supposed to go to this game, and then I'm probably not.
Oh, so that's pretty much official? You're not going Sunday?
I don't know.
God, I'd buy you a ticket if I could.
I'd buy myself a ticket if they didn't cost so much.
Well, you blew all your money at the Ryder Cup.
Not all of it.
Well, I mean, most of it. You bought like 12 shirts?
Well, it was Christmas gifts.
Did I tell you I threw a Ryder Cup shirt away?
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife went with a friend. And then I don't know what happened, but they couldn't find their car, so she had to stay over that night because they got home so late. She stayed over and she had a McDonald's bag, and it was on the counter. I thought, oh, they had McDonald's last night. I'll throw this away. But in it, for whatever reason, was the Ryder Cup shirt. So I don't know. Are they mad at me? I don't know. What am I supposed to do? There's a McDonald's bag sitting on my counter. Well, I got to inspect every garbage bag now before I throw it away?
Yeah, you always got to double check.
I guess.
I'm surprised you didn't double check to see if there was a Big Mac left in
there. Wow, Toby, cutting me deep. I'm surprised, too. Maybe because I knew if they went out for breakfast, then I would be tearing it open. I still, you know, I like all of the options, but breakfast hits the spot there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. But no, remember in 2010, we'll see. I don't know why I said that. We won't see anything. In 2010, the Packers started 2-0, lost to the Bears. Okay, at Soldier Field. So there you go, Bears fans. Packers then beat them later and then went to the Super Bowl. But then they beat the Lions, so they're 3-1. Then they go to FedEx Field and lose in overtime, 13-16. And then they lost the next week at home to Miami, 23-20, also in overtime. What I remember about that season was I was living with my two buddies in an apartment, and we were so distraught that the Packers had lost two games in a row in overtime that we took everything in our apartment that was Packers anything. Shirts, hats, knick-knack, paddywhax, dogs, bones, anything that was Packers, and we put it in a pile in the living room, and it, like, was a big pile. It was almost like our Christmas tree, you know? So we called it a Packer pile, and we kept it there through most of the season because once we did that, then they started winning games, and then, you know, the back end of the season, there were injuries. There were a lot of injuries that year. Rodgers is right. Even Rodgers was hurt. We had gone out to New England that year to watch the game, and he was hurt. Rodgers was. Morgan Burnett, his rookie year, was hurt. Your boy Brad Jones was hurt. Nick Barnett was hurt. Brady Papingo was hurt. JerMichael Finley was hurt. Mark Tauscher was hurt. Even in the Super Bowl, Donald Driver, Charles Woodson got hurt. It was a banged-up year, but they had guys like Howard Green come around. They had guys that they could sign and stepped up. And that's kind of what's happening here. Again, Whitney Mercilus was the latest acquisition out of Houston.
I'm going to correct you on this. It's Mercilus.
I knew I was doing it wrong, Toby.
According to Pro Football Reference.
No, I'm really low on myself right now. Because I knew I would get it wrong. And I watched a clip last night like 7 times. And I do keep wanting to say Mercilus Wiley. I do. And I watched a clip last night like 7 times. This is from
Baker Mayfield and the Browns are ready to bring the show to the dog pound. But the Broncos are looking to steal the spotlight. Broncos.
I'm playing a video off YouTube and I can't skip it.
On Fox, NFL Network, and streaming on
this is a Texans podcast from this week.
Here's a question.
A second ad?
How fast was that, sir?
Jeez, my God. I just want to play something for like 5 seconds.
Yeah, isn't that the worst?
Because now I've already forgotten what you said.
Whitney Mercilus.
Mercilus.
Right now, Texans Radio General Manager Nick Caserio. Nick, great to see you. How you doing?
Morning, fellas. Good. Yeah, doing well.
Let's talk about Whitney Mercilus here.
Mercilus. And what did I say? Mercilus?
Mercilus.
Oh, my God.
Just wrong emphasis.
But I got to be better than that.
It's Mercilus. Like, he's a merciless person.
Oh, Mercilus.
There's some merciless players on the Green Bay defense.
Okay, because to be honest, I thought I was going to say Whitney Mercilius. Okay. That's what I'm trying to get out of my head. So I'm saying Mercilus, but it's Mercilus.
Yeah.
The guy they signed from Houston.
Are you excited about that pickup?
Yeah. Once I figure out what his name is. I'm excited about any pickup ever. I was excited about the cornerback that I keep forgetting his name to.
Quentin Dunbar?
Yeah, I want to say Carlos Dunlap, the other guy. It's really hard. It's hard. This is why we need to go back to the times where the Packers didn't sign people. It's hard to keep track of all these names.
Yeah, I think picking up Merciless is a good idea because you're not going to – I mean, they can't be banking on Z coming back at any point this year. And then Preston Smith looks like he's gotten a little banged up. You can always have – it's better to have too much depth than no depth at all. And right now they were looking a little bit shaky on the outside. I mean, Garvin's played well and some of these guys, but, I mean, you'd rather have a guy like Merciless on the roster that has proven production, has played well, played at a high level. And so I think this really adds some depth to that outside linebacker, edge rusher position.
Yeah, he's not the best he's ever been, but he's still got 3 sacks this year. And he's an upgrade. And again, you talk about all the injuries. Packers trying to get some of these guys back. David Bakhtiari is back on the practice field. Light workout yesterday, some individual stuff. We'll talk to Ryan Wood about this. He can practice now for 3 weeks while on the PUP list, the physically unable to perform list. They don't think he'll play this week, and then it's a short week against Arizona, so he could return for that game against the Chiefs. But he is back on the practice field. Kevin King back on the practice field as well. But Preston Smith not practicing. Darnell Savage in concussion protocol. Josh Myers not practicing. Dennis Kelly on the offensive line not practicing. MVS still on the IR, not practicing. So they're still banged up. So healthy bodies are definitely welcome at this point. And they'll get Whitney Merciless in here, and that'll help too.
When do you think these injuries start to catch up to the Packers?
It could be this week. I mean, at some point, it's got to happen.
Yeah, because, I mean, essentially, they lost their first game of the year. And they've rattled off 5 in a row while losing players, it seems like, every week. And really, now, last couple weeks, they've played very shorthanded, and it really hasn't seemed to matter. But you're about to go through a gauntlet here where you're going to have to play Arizona and Kansas City. And if you're not going to be at full strength, and I'd say not even close to full strength, that's going to be a tough win.
Yeah, the Packers have a 5-week stretch that is not going to be easy. So they've got Washington this week. I think they're going to pick up the win. I don't worry about a trap game. I don't worry about injuries catching up. No offense to you, Toby. Washington's just not good. So I'm taking the Packers.
Yeah, I agree.
But then you go at Arizona on a short week traveling. So we could chalk that up as a loss. Although, again, you never know. Then at Kansas City. Then home against Seattle. Seattle could get Russell Wilson back by then. Although the Packers, when Seattle comes here in the Russell Wilson era, the Packers usually win that game, playoffs or otherwise. Then they go at Minnesota, which a division game on the road, and then they go at LA. So Arizona, Kansas City, Seattle, Minnesota, LA. That's a stretch, man. That is a stretch. So it's going to get pretty interesting here. The month of November is going to tell us a lot about this Packer team, or will it? Because if they're all banged up and they drop a couple of games, well, then you get your late week 13 bye week, and then you've got Chicago, Baltimore, Cleveland, Minnesota, Detroit. And you can win 4 of those games, and then you're hot going into the playoffs and healthy, hopefully. So the Packers, they've got a few different portions of the season to juggle with here. That bye week coming late, I think, may come in handy for them, too, week 13. Sucks to have a bye week in week 5 like some of these teams. Then you just got to – you're screwed.
Yeah, and I mean, the Dolphins, I think Nick Costos mentioned it yesterday, the Dolphins are coming back from a London game, but they didn't want the bye right after it. So they're going to come back from a London game, first time that a team's done this, come back from the London game and play the next week. And so it'll be interesting to see if that strategy there to have a later bye for the Dolphins works out. But, yeah, there's got to be a way that if they're going to keep adding games, which we know they're going to 18 at some point in the regular season, it's just a matter of time, they've got to add in another bye week.
I'd like to update you on this Mountain Dew Rise that I had instead of a kickstart.
Is it growing on you?
It is good. And it's only 25 calories. instead of the 80 of a kickstart.
So even better. It's like having a lean pocket instead of a hot pocket.
It is. Still not good for me. And it says, this is equivalent to 2 cups of coffee.
Well, sweet. Now you only have to drink 6.
Oh, I'll drink all 6 and I'll enjoy every one. I wanted coffee so bad yesterday, I took a cup out of the dirty dishwasher. I did. Well, or it was a cup I knew I used.
Well, I will update you. It is clean today. Oh, thank At least God. That's what it says.
Thank God. Mike the Painter, 414-799-1250. What's happening, my brother?
Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Mike.
I was just about to tweet you and ask you if I could join the conversation.
Oh, well, here you are.
That was perfect timing.
Yeah.
I am so pleasantly pleased that, you know, we are getting this depth and these guys are getting playing time, because it reminds me of the Super Bowl run that we were having.
Oh, and you and Rodgers alike.
And, you know, I remember that guy on the outside, Frank Zombo, that guy was a big part of helping us on defense. And that kind of reminds me of the guy that we just picked up, you know, from Dallas. So, yeah, this is cool.
No, I think Jalen Smith's better than Frank Zombo.
Well, Frank Zombo was a beast that year. I'm sure he is better, you know. We still haven't seen much of him on our team, but I hope so. You know, he's younger and he's got a better pedigree. You know, it's fun to see that we're able to keep it together and be 5-1 with all the injuries across the board.
It's gonna get tougher though now, Mike. We play tougher teams coming up.
Yeah, I get it, but they're all tough. It's the NFL. No game's a cakewalk.
I kind of disagree on that.
Detroit was a tough game, you know, and even though we beat them, that's just how it is. The NFL.
We beat them by 18.
Any given Sunday.
Yeah, any given Sunday, but also some teams are pretty bad.
Well, right, but you can still, you know, you could overlook a team. You know, like a Washington coming in, and, you know, they could sneak up on us and win. Because they are an NFL team.
But they're a bad one.
Yeah, I get it. But it happens. I've been watching football a long time.
Okay, with that said, give me your prediction for Sunday.
Sunday is going to be 45-21.
45.
Yeah, we're putting up a 45 piece on him.
Mike, listen to yourself. You just said trap game. Now you're putting up almost a 50 burger.
We're a different Packer team. I said it could happen. I didn't say it was going to happen.
Oh, jeez, God, come on.
I didn't say it was going to happen. We don't overlook teams. We're a good team. We have a good head coach. Keeps us focused.
Yeah, you're right. You don't overlook teams like the Saints.
Yeah, we don't overlook the Saints.
No, that was our preseason game.
Yeah, see?
We all know that.
Yeah.
We all know that.
We're going to go 16-1.
We weren't overlooking them. It just, that was the way it was. We come and start out slow. And now look at us.
All right, so 24-point victory over the football team on Sunday.
The football team, yep. And tonight, we're going to have a 23-point victory against the Heat.
That'd be great. Yeah,
that's going to be nice.
We'll talk a little Bucks today. All right, Mikey.
We're going to steamroll through.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's going to be nice. All right. Have a great day. I'm going to get to work.
Peace out, dog.
And have a good day, Toby.
See you, Mike.
All right, Mike the Painter telling us, hey, could be a trap game. And then Packers win by 24. Rodgers was asked about that. Because they have the undefeated Cardinals coming up, the Cardinals have Houston, but come on. So are they worried about a trap game this week against Washington?
I mean, these are always interesting questions because I feel like they're always answered with the same type of one day at a time, one game at a time, mindset, focus stuff. I don't know that anybody operates like that. I feel like, you know, the schedule is the schedule. We know who we have in front of us. I don't think anybody overlooks any opponents or looks past people. I think that there are games where you play well and games you don't play well. The games where you give the media opportunities to talk about trap games or people looking ahead and different things based on your performance. But I don't really feel like there's a correlation between the mindset necessarily and the outcome sometimes. I know what's in front of us. I know what's after this game. A short week against an undefeated opponent. Then a long week against Kansas City Chiefs, you know, defending representative in the Super Bowl for the AFC. We know what's in front of us. Personally, I don't ever look past anybody, but you know what's on the schedule. So, I mean, that's just kind of normal. Anybody who doesn't say that is just probably doing cliche talk.
Oh, Rodgers! Oh, I knew I always liked that guy. Giving you a different answer to the same old question about trap game. What a guy that Rodgers. I bet we'd be great friends. Ron is in Rome. What's up, Ron?
Bart, you always make me nervous when you guarantee we're going to win these games.
Well, I didn't throw out the Winkler guarantee yet.
You did that against San Diego and we got our butts kicked. I think it was a Lions game where you did that. But you know, so
I did guarantee once against the Vikings, and I bet Chuck a lot of money on it. And then Rodgers got hurt. And then I was like, Chuck, I'm not really paying you. And he said, that's a bet.
I do think some of these teams that we think that you know, looks like we should beat them, they maybe partied too much the night before or whatever. But, yeah, then they just come out flat.
Well, that's why I got my main man Toby here to tell me that Washington does suck as much as I think they do.
All right, well, every time you say that, you make me nervous, so I wish you would quit saying that.
All right, no guarantee. There's no guarantee.
But, oh, okay, good.
But they are going to win.
All right. I would like to win a game for once, like be ahead for two touchdowns the whole game. I don't have to be a nervous wreck.
Yeah, that would be good. Well, Mike the Painter thinks they're going to win by 24.
Well, that'd be okay with me. I like it when we win like that. Well, not that much the game gets boring. It's like two touchdowns ahead, you know, and just don't be letting them catch up and just let's relax. No more of these needing to hit a 60-yarder to win the game.
I want a boring game because then I can watch NFL Red Zone in the fourth quarter. That's what I want.
I don't have that. So I just like to listen to it on the radio and have a nice, relaxing game.
All right, no guarantee, but I will. I am confident. I am pretty confident. But not confident enough that it's obnoxious.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Ron, I love Ron. Ron in Rome. I do. That call screener lights up, says Ron in Rome. I know I'm in for a good time. One thing I saw about the Packers that is true is that they can win in any different kind of way. Yeah, they got destroyed by the Saints. But they can win in games that are close, like the Bengals game. The Niners game. They can win games that are kind of like comfortable, but not really. You know, maybe the Bears game for a while, a Steelers game. They can destroy a team. They can win exciting. They can win boring. And that's a good thing to be able to do, is win a bunch of different ways. Packers have the football team. Toby, we got a good guest tomorrow, 8 o'clock. One of your favorite guys out there.
Yeah, J.P. Finley. From B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan and Odyssey Station in D.C.
All right. God, love expanding that footprint.
An Odyssey Station.
Oh, baby. You didn't offer me up as a trade, like Bart will come on your show?
I asked. He said, please, no.
He said,
no.
He said, didn't I block that guy? didn't I block him? Hey, Window Select, they're a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Check them out. They've got the $100 Packer Pro Shop gift card when you have them out for a consultation to your home. All right, so if you are in the market for window siding and doors, any of those, they come out for the consultation first just to go over what the installation would be like, what they can best do for your house, what kind of doors you want. You can customize some beautiful entryway doors and set up the windows and the siding, and then they give you a $100 Packer Pro Shop gift card as they're a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Then they come back for the installation, which this week they are giving you for free, no installation charge. That is a limited time offer this week they are doing it. So check them out for that. Also, you get a buy one, get one deal on the windows that you do purchase, the high quality, energy efficient windows that they make for you in Menominee Falls, locally based. That's buy one, get one. Double lifetime warranty. And then no payments for a full year. So a lot of good, affordable incentives to go with Window Select. But then again, also the product, high quality and energy efficient. Like I mentioned, double lifetime warranty. Something happens, no questions asked. They'll come out and repair it for you. They're also, ask them about this, how they can save you money in the long run on your energy bills. Because their windows are high quality. You don't walk by them and feel that cold draft from the outside like you might with your current windows, which is a big reason why you'd want to upgrade. So check them out, windowselect.com, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500, windowselect.com. Got a lot to talk about what happened last night. Want to take a look ahead to what's going on tonight. I think the baseball was interesting, but the game that seemed to capture everybody's attention was Boston and the Knicks on ESPN. They go to double overtime, and the Celtics should not have come back, but Jaylen Brown's hitting logo threes. They come back. I saw an interesting note here, and I don't know, again, is Twitter real life? No, but the trending topics on Twitter, 7 of the top 9 topics last night around 9 o'clock that people were tweeting about, not just sports, all Twitter, were Celtics and Knicks related. The NLCS, which was going on at the same time, no trending topics in the top 10. So I don't know what the numbers will be in terms of who watched what, but the NBA captivates an audience maybe more than the baseball. And the baseball's gotten real interesting too. The Braves won game away. The Astros won game away. So I want to talk about all that coming up in a couple of minutes, because last night, you know, I was gonna take it easy. You know, some nights when we don't have anything going on locally, I'm like, I'll just take it easy. I'll just, you know, watch a little bit of a game and fall asleep. Suddenly, I'm sucked into this Knicks game. I'm watching Coastal Carolina. I was watching on League Pass. You get a free week preview. I'm watching the Hornets come back from like 25 down to beat the Pacers. It's a good night. And another good one coming up today. We'll talk about that and take a look at the Brewers news. They are without somebody on that coaching staff. All that and more coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.